Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are on beautiful Cape Cod this morning. We're at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans, and a beautiful, beautiful sunrise coming out of the ocean. Going to be a great day to work in the garden. And we want you to start our morning. Come on down to Snow's. All kinds of things going on. A great sale. Bird baths, vegetables, annuals, perennials, ornamental grasses, and all their shrubbery, fountains, 25% off. All their trees, 35% off. And all of the products that we talk about on Sunday morning, products made by Bayer, Espoma, Tomato Maker, all of the products made by Bonide, Sluggo, all the Scotch products are all 20% off all day long. So if you're looking to do some feeding in the fall, now's your chance for a great sale. If you have insect problems or disease problems, now's your time to get it. And again, great sale on all the outside plants, and that's today. So come on down, and if we can help you, the number is 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together to have a wonderful gardening season where we're playing catch up because of the weather, and things are beginning to really catch up. We've had some nice weather at late. The days are getting warmer. The evenings are getting warmer, and that's what's helping a great deal. But there's a lot to do in the gardens. A lot of color coming now from new perennials. All your daylilies are now in bloom. A lot of your daisy-type plants are coming into bloom. Your lilies, whether they're oriental or your Asiatics, are all coming into bud or bloom. So there's lots of color, and along with the color, the insects are coming. The Japanese beetles are here. The Oriental beetles are here. And with the humidity, you're getting a little bit of spider mite and aphids. So, you know, just a few things to be aware of, what's happening in your area. Some great flowering shrubs, hydrangea. And on Cape Cod, the hydrangeas are incredible. And every house that you drive by, light blue, dark blue, purple, every color, every shade that you can imagine in the blues are everywhere. And a lot of your cone type flowers. Now your blues are called mop heads because they're more of a rounded color. And then you have a lot of cones, and they're in the PG family. And many, many new varieties of PG. Some of them start off white. They'll turn with a little bit of pink. Some will have red. So there's a lot of great changes in summer color. Your spirea are in bloom right now. And remember, if you have spirea, there's pinks, there's lavenders. And the thing that you have to say to yourself is, when your spirea finishes blooming, in the next week or two, because they've been blooming for a while in some areas. You need to go out with your shears or pruners and remove the flowers. If you can continue to prune back and remove the flowers, that spirea will make a whole bunch of new flowers on them, and they will bloom nonstop right up until the fall. Most of us, we have beautiful color now. The flowers begin to turn brown a little bit, and we just leave it there so that the plant goes to seed and it doesn't continue to bloom. So if you have any of the spirea family, make sure that as soon as the flower begins to change color and it's going by, remove the faded flowers. If you do that, they will make new buds, new flowers, and the more you deadhead and clean them, the more they're going to bloom in your yard. So it's really, really important if you want the color to come. It does make a great difference. The other plant that will do the same thing is your butterfly bush. Your butterfly bush has beautiful flowers on it right now. Fairly large bloom. It can be 6 to 9 inches in length. Beautiful spike. Well, when your butterfly bush finishes blooming, do the same thing. Remove the flowers as they begin to fade. And what will happen on the butterfly bush, when you remove that original bloom, two more buds will develop, one on each side of the branch that you prune back. And it will make two blooms. They'll be smaller in size, but you'll have brand new blooms on your plant. When those two buds bloom and they go by, if you remove them again, now four flowers will develop. They'll be smaller, but it will continue to bloom right up until the fall season. So deadheading will give you continuous bloom on many, many summer flowering plants. And most people don't realize that. So if you have them or you have a neighbor that has either the spirea or the butterfly bush, really, really important that you tell them. Just say, cut off the dead blooms. And you won't believe what will happen. And it will continuously bloom right up until frost. Now, my favorite perennial is getting ready to bloom. And by the middle to the end of the month, you should start to see some buds. And by the end of July, you're going to see an incredible plant. My favorite perennial is Rose Mallow, which is a perennial hibiscus. And if you want some excitement in your garden, the Rose Mallow is incredible. Rose Mallow will make a funnel-shaped flower, just like the tropical one that you see in when you travel south. A lot of you have them on patios, but this Rose Mallow will make a bloom up to 10 inches in diameter. It's incredible. The plant itself will grow anywhere from 4 to 7 feet tall, depending on your soil, depending on the temperature, and on how much you feed it. The more you feed it, the bigger it will get, and the bigger the flowers will develop on the plant. And Rose Mallow will bloom right up until frost. And the colors are incredible. Whites, pinks, reds, lavenders, a lot of them with two different colors. So you'd have a white flower with a pink center in it, or a pink flower with a red center in it, a red flower with a white eye or center, and they're just magnificent. They love the sun. They produce multiple stems. But if you want something that blooms July, late July, August, all through September, and again, right up until frost, you ask for the rose mallow, and your neighbors will go crazy. And it will get bigger and bigger every year, but 10-inch blooms on them, and they're continuously flowering. Just spectacular. And if you come down the snows, they have some nice big plants here, and all of their perennials are on sale, along with ornamental grasses, so you can have a wonderful garden. If you have some spots to fill, this is the time of the year to do it. So a lot going on, and if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. We'll work together to solve all of your gardening problems. What else is happening? Roses. If you have roses, don't be scared to prune them. The more you deadhead, the more you remove the faded flowers, the more they will rebloom. That's the secret. Don't let the flowers lay on the plant dead. Remove them. And we'll tell you how right after these messages.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. We're at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans. The doors are open, the coffee's made, the donuts are here, and we already have a few people. So come on by and say hello. All kinds of things going on today, some great sales, and we have some samples of the new Thrive with the Micro Riser. So come on by, say hello. We'd love to see you. Tom, who's up first this morning?
Martha from Mass with a question about sulfur powder.
Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Martha.
How are you? Using sulfur powder to prevent that powdery mildew on different the phlox and the cucumbers. I just want to make sure it's not harmful to the bees.
No, sulfur powder will not hurt the bees at all. It's very, very safe. It's a very safe product, and sulfur is a real good thing. When we get a lot of rain, or if you're using overhead sprinklers, make sure, Martha, that you reapply it, because the sulfur powder is not something that is systemic. It lays on the plant, and if you get a good heavy rain, it's going to wash off, so that you will have to reapply it more often than something that is a systemic type product. But it works very, very good for powdery mildew on roses, on zinnias, tall phlox, cucumbers and pumpkins and squashes. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. And the way this year has gone, we've had a lot of moisture, and it's something that you should be applying on a regular basis. But again, if you get a good soaking rain or a quick shower, put it back on, because it will wash off. Great question. Thank you, Martha. Appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from New Hampshire with a question about her raspberries.
Good morning, Pat. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. I have a problem in my raspberries. Last fall, I bought several raspberry plants on quick sale, and they came up well this spring. But now I have a wilt in the tips of the new growth, and it seems to be spreading. It's quite prevalent. I had some Serenade left over from last year, and I used that, But I'm wondering, is there something else that I can do that would stop this? And will it spread to my other established bed?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do is every place that you do see the wilt, I would remove that particular branch. If you're putting that serenade on and you're not getting any effects with it, then I would cut into that branch. You could have a borer. And a borer would be a little worm-like insect that is tunneling in the stem itself. So go out in the garden today, select a branch that the tip is wilting, and remove that entire branch, and then cut into it and see if you do have a borer in it. A borer, you need to use a systemic product. And the problem with using a systemic product with something like a raspberry, you're eating the fruit that the plant produces. So you can't use a borer. So, cut a stem, split it open, see if you find a little worm-like insect, and if it is a borer, then all you have to do is to remove that particular branch, because what you don't want to have happen is if that borer goes through its cycle. The cycle is the caterpillar or the worm will come out, turn to a butterfly. The butterfly will fly around the garden, deposit eggs on the branches of your other raspberry plants. The eggs will be there for next year, and the cycle will continue. So if you find it's a borer, remove it until you find the borer, dispose of it, and that alone will break the cycle. If it was a fungus, you would see it over all of the branches, not just one here and there. So check first for the possibility of a borer. And again, the best way to kill a boring insect is with a systemic. But if you use a systemic, then you cannot eat the fruit or the berry on the plant because the product would be in what you're going to be eating. Great question. Thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter.
Okay.
If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans on beautiful Cape Cod. And I'm telling you, it is a gorgeous morning here. The sun came out of the ocean, and it said, you're in for a treat. The doors are open at Snow's. Come on in. The coffee's made. We're having door prizes every time we have a break. We have samples of Thrive with the liquid mycorrhizae. So we want you to come on by, pick up a sample, try it in your garden. And if you have a question, bring your plants with you. Don't dig up the whole plant, but bring me a piece of it. We've looked at autumn olive. We're looking at some garlic. So bring your problems and we'll try and solve them for you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jimmy from Massachusetts with a question about his eggplants.
Jimmy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. And yourself, Jimmy?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Paul, I have a Black Beauty eggplant that has an insect, some type of an insect. It's about a quarter of an inch long. It's kind of slimy. It's got a black head and a brown body. It's only eating the leaves on my Black Beauty eggplant. The surrounding plants in the garden don't seem to be affected by it.
Okay. What I would do, if it's chewing, the foliage, then the best product to use would be something like Garden 8. Garden 8 will take care of any form of a chewing insect. Caterpillars, it will take care of beetles and things like that. Now, but if it's leaving a trail, a slimy trail, then it could be a slug, because that's the way the slugs work, where you would actually see kind of a silvery trail, like it slithers across. So it could be that. Traditionally, you don't see slugs and snails during the daytime hours. They feed at night when it's cool, and during the heat of the day, they would hide in cracks and crevices or underneath foliage because they don't like the heat, because, again, they live on this trail of slime. But what I would do is I would try Garden 8. Again, it will take care of any kind of chewing insects, and that should solve your problem. Now, if you're seeing the damage happening mostly at night, and you're seeing a lot of the slime, then it probably is a slug. And slugs come in all different colors and shapes, and one of the best products is either Sluggo. And Sluggo is an all-natural formula now. They're using iron phosphate, which occurs in nature, and it will do a great job. And it's made by several companies, the iron phosphate. Either Whitney Farms has it, or Monterey Lawn and Garden, theirs is called Sluggo. Bayer has a natural product. But if you have Garden 8, try that first, see what happens. But again, if you're seeing a line of slime, silvery in color, it is probably a slug or a snail. And if they're visible during the day, then it would not be a slug. They're night feeders only, and when it's hot and sunny, they're hiding because the heat and the sun will evaporate the moisture on their body. So you have to decide what's happening from there. But either one of those products should do a good job for you. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Laura from Mass with a question about her hollies.
Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hello, Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we have a scale, my neighbor and I, on our hollies.
Okay. Are you getting any black, like a dust on
yes,
the foliage?
Yes, the leaves are turning black like that and dropping.
Okay. What you have, you're right, is scale. And scale is like a turtle. It will attach itself to the plant, and it, instead of chewing holes, it will suck on the plant. And when you get a nice day like today, the heat hitting the foliage will actually thin out the liquids inside that plant. And when it does, and the scale is sucking on the plant, it draws in too much. So it's like when it's sucking, it almost like gags. It goes, and it will spit out some of the fluid. Well, it's pure sugar. And when it spits it out, it will cling to the plant, and because it's pure sugar, a black mole will grow on this solution, and it's called sooty mole because it looks like black soot. And what the black coloration does is it blocks the sunlight from hitting the foliage, And the foliage is the factory that makes the food for the plant. So if the leaf is covered with this black mold, the light can't penetrate the leaf, and the plant can't make any energy. So the first thing I want you to do, if it's not a real big plant, is take the garden hose, wet it, and take a little bit of soap, Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with, in a soft cloth, and mix some of the soap in a bucket. Take the soft cloth and kind of splash the soap all over the foliage to get the soap in contact with that mold, and let it sit on the plant for a few minutes, and then go back and rub it again, and a lot of the black soot will come off the leaves, so now it can receive all of the sunlight. So wash as much of it off the plant as possible. Now, once you've done that, allow it to dry, and now you want to kill the scale. And what you want to use is all-season oil. And all-season oil is organic, it's all natural, and you spray it directly on your holly. Try and get it underneath the leaf as well as on top of the leaf. Really soak it good. And the oil, what it will do is it will plug all of the pores on the shell, and the scale will not be able to breathe, and it will die. So clean it up first as much as you can, because you've got to get the black, that soot, off of the foliage so that the leaf itself doesn't die. And then all season oil, and wait about 2 weeks and do the oil a second time. And two applications about 2 weeks apart will totally eliminate the scale from your holly plants. And it will do a real, real good job. But the main thing is, wash the foliage, because the foliage is the factory that makes the energy to make the plant grow. And then the oil to kill the bug. Great question. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ginny from Plymouth with a question about peonies?
Peonies. Ginny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a peony plant that bloomed in the past, but the past 2 years it just gets fat buds on it, and then they dry up and die. And I wondered about what I could do about that. And I also have my coreopsis plant, a fine yellow thread that seems to be going through and choking the plant and turning it yellow. And I wondered what I could do about that.
Okay, on your coreopsis, it looks like yellow spaghetti, right?
Yes.
Okay. On that coreopsis, what you're going to need to do is, this is a parasitic vine, and it's called dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R, dodder. And what happens is, you must have brought in a perennial or some soil that was contaminated with it. And you don't see this very often, but it's a parasite. Like mistletoe is down south. It will germinate. It produces this yellow vine, as you said. The vine will attach itself to the plant, and once it does, it will live off of the plant, and the root system of the plant dies. Once it's on that plant, it will kill the plant, and it's going to make spores, and it will never leave. So what I would suggest that you do today, dig up the plant that has that parasitic vine called dodder. Dig up the whole plant and some soil around it and throw it in your trash. Get it out of your garden, because it will get worse and worse and worse. Put some fresh soil, then you can replant. But you need to get that daughter out of your garden right now, because it will get very, very bad, and it will spread, especially if we get a lot of stormy weather. Now, on your peonies that are not blooming, if it made a bud and the blood and the bud got nice and big and then turned brown, you had a fungus attack the plant. So what you need to do at this point is remove the bud. Cut the plant back by about 2 or 3 inches and treat the plant with Serenade. Serenade is an all-natural fungicide. The blooming season is done anyway, so remove the tip of the plant, treat the plant with Serenade, and next year, as soon as you notice the bud, treat the plant with Serenade every single week until it comes to bloom, because you need to break that fungus cycle. So by removing the damaged portion of the plant now, you eliminate potential spores to be made for next year, because the spores will fall on the soil, reemerge next spring, and you'll have the same problem over and over and over. So clean up the plant, treat with Serenade, throw some Serenade, spray some Serenade, or rather, on the soil around the plant, and you should be in good shape. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in beautiful Orleans on Cape Cod. Come on by and say hello. Coffee's made. The donuts are here. We're having door prizes every time we have a break. A lot of things going on here today. All the vegetables, annuals, bird baths, and all the shrubs are 25% off. Now, boxwood, Alberta spruce, all their roses, 25% off. All their trees are 35% off. And every product that we talk about, all of the Bayer, the Monterey Lawn and Garden, the Bonide, Scott's, Osmocote, Miracle-Gro are all 20% off. So come on down. Be well worth your visit and bring us, if you're having a problem with an insect or a disease on your plants, bring us a piece of it, bring it in the plastic bag so we don't infest everybody over here, and we'll take a look at it for you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Dottie from New Hampshire with a question about cutting her daylilies.
Dottie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. My question is this. I bought and planted 6 pretty large Montauk daisies yesterday. So they're not really established in my garden yet. And I heard last week on your show, you mentioned that they should be cut back to about 12 inches. And I'm just wondering, is it safe to do that right now where I just planted them? Should I wait till they're more established, or is it okay to cut them back now?
How big, how tall are your Montauk daisy?
Well, I purchased them, and they were already probably about 2 feet tall.
Okay.
Close to it, maybe 18 inches.
Okay. I would definitely cut them back some. Don't worry about the plant not being established. The reason that you want to cut back your Montauk daisy at this time of the year is it's not going to flower until late September and into the month of October. It's the last perennial to make flowers. So it's going to continue to grow. And between now and September, you've got all of July, you've got all of August, so that plant could grow another foot. So if it's 2 feet tall now, it could be 3 feet tall by then. When it makes the bloom, the blooms will be heavy and the plant will kind of flop over. So all of your greenhouses that raise mums, fall asters, your tall growing sedum, and the Montauk daisy, normally around the 4th of July, which was last weekend, they go through and they pinch all of their plants to prevent them from getting taller. But when they pinch the plant, it makes the plant produce side branches. So where you had one stem, you could get two, maybe three brand new branches develop off of the branch that you cut back. So pinching them will control the height, but it will double or more the amount of blooms on your plant. So even though they're brand new plants, cut them back by about a third. So if they're 2 feet tall, take off 6, 7, 8 inches, and the plant will respond by becoming thicker and fuller, and it won't get as tall and won't flop over. And this is the time to do it. It's not too late. I did all of my tall growing sedums last week, and the Montauk daisy I did last week also. So if you have those plants, get out there, cut them back, and say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And believe me, it will pay off later on in the year. My tall growing sedum, because the weather has been cloudy and cool, some of them were actually beginning to make flower buds. I don't want them to bloom now. I want them to bloom in the fall. So I'm sacrificing the flowers now. The plant will be bigger. And the other thing is, your tall growing sedums, they make a flower head about 4, 5, sometimes 6 inches in diameter. And if they're really tall, that flower is heavy and the plant will bend over and you end up with a hollow center. When you cut it, your flowers are smaller, but your plant stays nice and round. And that's what you want. So get out the shears. I'm doing this for your own good. Snip, snip, snip.